back on the Mighty 690 at 9:16, and we are now joined on the line by Keith Boma of Sun Group. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. How are you doing, James?
Hey, doing well. So, I know we've got the weather's has really been warming up, and I know that means that auctions, I mean, they really don't stop year-round, but a lot of these maybe outdoor auctions, and the weather's just going to be great for kind of auction season getting started here this spring.
Yep, you're sure right. Yeah, auctions could happen any time of the year, but if all possible, we like to do them when the weather starts getting nice. And you're right, we're in that time of the year. And so this is generally when you start seeing a lot of auctions, especially those outside auctions, farm auctions, and that kind of stuff start kicking off. So we've got a couple that we have coming up. I'll kind of cover over a few items in there on each of them. And then if you have any more questions or want to know more about that auction, just check us out on Facebook, or you can get on our website and look at it. Or if you need a cell bill, you know, you're welcome to stop by the office, or just give me a holler. I can drop you one in the mail. But this next auction that we have coming up is going to be on April the 20th, and that's going to be at 9:30 in the morning. This is, to give the address, it's 791 Q75 Road, and that's up in Eureka, Kansas. That's actually south of Eureka. If you're familiar with the Climax area, it's just right over there in that area. Upcoming in this auction, to name again just a few things on it I'm going to cover, we've got a couple nice Dodge Dakota pickups. We have a 2002. It's got the 4.7 liter V8 in it. We also have a 2000 model, and it's got the 3.9 V6 in it. Both of those are daily drivers, so they do run good. The miles probably will go up a little bit before the sale just because they do use them. We also have a nice Mini X that works real well, an Alice Chambers HD5 track loader, a D17 Alice Chambers Series 3 tractor. This does have the three-point attachments in the back. I did have a call on that yesterday, so just wanted to confirm that. We've got a Dodge D500 grain truck. It's got 39K on it. Also have a nice little Kubota tractor. It's an L225 diesel tractor, real handy little tractor. To just kind of get little things done around and bush hog, and, you know, just one of those that are easy to get in and out of and operate and fits about anywhere. So got a lot of different trailers in this auction, including one of those Hellstock trailers. Kind of array of pharma stuff. I mean, from box blades to just a straight blade, bush hogs, for lice spreaders, those kind of things. We also got some of those little things saddles, some horse tack, those kinds of things, chains. I mean, it's an array of things, the 3/4-inch socket sets. So anyways, good rounded auction, a lot of good things that's going to be in that one. Again, that's going to be coming up on the 20th, so that's coming right up. So be kind of looking into that. Then the one that's going to be following that's going to be on the 27th. So that's going to be just a week after. To name a few things in there, we've got an 06 Terry Dakota camper that's going to be in there that's got the slide out in it. John Deere 4040 tractor. It's in real good shape. It's got air and all that. It's got the loader on it. There will be a bucket there. There's a bell spear on it, so one or the other will sell with the tractor and the other one will sell separate. But it does have those attachments. 26-foot gooseneck trailer. Also got a lot of different guns, from .22 to shotguns, and there's a whole bunch of those in there. Gun safes, ammunition. Getting down into ATVs, we've got a nice Kawasaki four-wheeler, nice little three-wheel, it's a dune buggy type of machine. It's not a three-wheeler, but it's, again, kind of a dune kind of thing. Also got an EVgo golf cart. It's a gas golf cart, gas-powered golf cart. And then we got, like, a lot of fishing lures, the old antique kind of fishing lures, too. These are the wooden fishing lures, really collectible kind of things. A lot of people that collect fishing lures are definitely into those. So we've got quite a few of those wooden ones. So if you're interested in some of that kind of stuff, check that out, because I think you'll find something you like. Got a lot of other collectible things, such as like knives. We've got comic books. We've got an old railroad light. I know a lot of people really like those. The old Crocs, those are into that. Cookie jars, butter churn. Again, just a lot of good rounded auction where there's just kind of a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And there'll be many other things to mention in there. Heck, we even got some old Texas Ranger badges that's going to be in this. So a lot of good collectible stuff in here. You know, from guns to campers, to tractors, trailers, we've kind of got it all in that one. So definitely check that one out. Now, that one's going to be down in Longton, down at the fairgrounds. So that one's kind of easy to find. Anyways, again, and that's April the 27th. If you got any questions, again, if you want to see some more pictures or something, you know, get on our website or give me a call. Be happy to talk to you about that. So, and you can find these sell bills. I kind of go over them sell bills on here, but you can pick yourself one up at more than likely at one of your local convenience stores, cafes. You know, we do get those scattered out. For some reason, if they're already taken, or if you need one, like I said, give me a call. And kind of what you would see on the sell bill kind of tells you everything about the sell from, you know, that will contain. Usually it'll have like the seller's name on it. It'll actually have, of course, the date and the time of the auction. One thing, too, on there on them sell bills is the terms of the sell. I think that's always important to read no matter what sell you're going to go to, because you need to know what kind of payment method is accepted. You know, is it just cash or check only, or are they accepting cards? Because, you know, sometimes people, I've had people drive a long way and then not know that, you know, they didn't, you know, we weren't accepting cards at that auction. And so you for sure want to check all that out before you get there. So just get a sell bill, get into the terms, or, you know, even if it's an online auction, you know, there's terms there too. So it's important to do that. So anyways, I encourage everyone to look at the terms, you know, just other information on there. You know, my contact information's on there. The other auctioneers that I have helping me too that generally can answer questions, their numbers are on there as well. We always, of course, have all the list of the items. We won't get necessarily everything on the sell bill, but we'll give you a real good idea if you're looking at it of what's going to be there. And a lot of photos. You know, we put a lot of photos on those sell bills, so you kind of have a visual idea of what's going to be there, too. So some of the items on the sell bill, you know, may be bolded. You know, if you're reading along in there where we have the list of things, and maybe it's because it's photoed or, you know, maybe it's an item that, you know, we think we, you know, it would draw your attention into more. So you can look at stuff like that. But, you know, we the sell bill is also posted, you know, online. You know, we get on various different sites and get it posted on there. You know, we do a lot of stuff like even on social media and stuff, too. So you can see those sell bills digitally, too. I can send you one digitally as well. But anyways, I encourage you to look at that. And for those that have never been to an auction, you see something on here, you're interested in it. And I know to a lot of people, it's kind of like, well, I think everyone knows how an auction works, but not everybody does. Not everyone's been. I still have people that says, hey, how much is that one? You know, maybe we post something. So, it's just because I've never been to an auction, I'm not familiar with it. So, and it's real easy. You know, if you show up to the auction, you know, you and I've covered on this before, but you can get registered. It's really easy. You know, just have a photo ID with you when you show up, and the cashier will get you registered. You know, then they will give you a bidder number. That will be your number for the whole auction, and that you can buy something with it. So whenever you want to buy something and you bid on that item, you can just simply show that number. They'll get the clerk will get that jotted down, and it's real easy. You don't have to keep track of it, even though it's not a bad idea to keep track of what you got. There's a spot on the bidding cards that you can actually write down what your item is, how much you spent, so you can kind of keep a running total. So, and another thing, too, you know, buying items at an auction, too, always remember to make sure and get your stuff picked up. because after you buy that, that becomes your item. So you want to make sure and protect that item, get it put up. There's times where we have things, unfortunately, that take off walking, I guess, because someone goes to get it later and it's not there. So it's real important to kind of watch over your stuff. But you know, the auctions are real simple. I think they're real fun. They're a great energy. The people that go are great people. And so it usually makes a pretty fun atmosphere and a competitive one at the same time. But, you know, you might get a deal on something, and you'll certainly be entertained and have a good time. So, but if, you know, if you have more questions about it, it's kind of a brief summary of how that would work, you know, just feel free to give me a call. Or if you just show up, I've helped lots of people show up. I've never been to an auction. I don't know how to do it. And we'll help you. And we'll have someone there. We've got plenty of people that's working for us that can help you bid on an item to kind of get you started. So if you need that help, don't worry. We'd be happy to help you and get you going.
All right. Well, that is a great reminder, Keith. And, you know, it's always fun. You know, if you've never gone, always encourage folks to go check that out. And, hey, you know, I think a lot of folks are like, you know, it's kind of a well-kept secret sometimes of, you know, you can get stuff for pennies on the dollar sometimes. You can get some really good deals. And then other times, you know, it's just a great way, like you said, to determine the fair market value of something like real estate especially. But, yeah, hope folks can check out all the offerings you have. And I know that you're just a call away as well if folks do have questions about, you know, anything from auctions to real estate and all that other good stuff.
Absolutely, James. Yeah, feel free again to give me a call. My phone number is 316-680-5131. That's my cell phone number. If you have any questions or if you're thinking about maybe getting your property listed or maybe having an auction even. So we do everything from farm ranch listings. We do residential listings, and we do a lot of auctions, all different types of auctions. So if we can help you with any of that, or if you're kind of undecided on something or need some advice, or, you know, kind of at a sticking point, give us a call. Be happy to talk to you. So again, my phone number is 316-680-5131, and we're located here in Fredonia. We also have an office in El Dorado as well. But so feel free to stop by any of those locations and say hi, or if you have questions or want to pick up a sale bill.
All right. Well, hey, Keith, appreciate you coming on by this morning. Hope you have a great weekend, and look forward to chatting with you again here next week.
All right, James. See you next Friday. Thanks.
All right. Sounds like a plan. That is Keith Beaumont here of Sun Group on the Mighty 690. They can help you out with real estate appraisals and auctions. Coming up next, we will have more Open Line as we continue here on KGGF.